Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Hey. What's up there, fuckos?
Has joined.
Has joined. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
What up?
What up, Chicky?
What are you doing? How was your dinner?
I was just telling Juice, it was all right. It was just some pizza with some anchovies, but I wanted the Taste of India dish, but they didn't have it.
Where is it, in the hotel?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, sure. So we're broadcasting from a hotel on Long Island.
Are we live?
We're live.
Hello.
Hey, hey, you guys.
Tony, start again. We never know when we're live.
Who cares? Whatever. I'll make it work.
Yeah. Oh my God. Tony live. Tony's the executive producer.
Yeah, I'll edit it out. Don't worry about it.
It was good.
Let's start off with LeBron James, 46 points. He's the GOAT.
Yeah, what was his full stat line?
I don't know, I think he had a triple-double.
He's a beast.
I tell you.
Anyway, but they won by three. So he's scoring 46 points and they win by three at home. I mean, that's not a good sign.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing everything. The team is not nearly as good as his teams are usually. He's the only option. Usually he has like a solid number two, or like a two that's actually a one. And he has a third option. He doesn't have anybody. Kevin Love was banged up and kind of playing crappy today.
Even when he's healthy, he's not. I don't know, he's turned into a 3-point shooter. Yeah, he's all banged up right now. So
he's been playing good, but today he was hurt. He was hurting.
I think he broke his thumb. I legit think he broke it on that play. Were you watching it?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like a regular jam. I think he definitely broke it.
Who's this you're talking about?
What do you think, Kevin Love?
About Kevin Love.
At dinner?
No, they didn't have it on.
Did you have it on at dinner? Or no?
No, they couldn't find the channel. It was a complete mess there. Complete mess.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. What was the place?
Okay, so. So, yeah,
It's on TNT.
I know. I'm at this hotel, and I don't know. I mean, it wasn't a big deal. The TVs were kind of far away from where I was sitting, but yeah, this used to be like a Hilton or a Marriott. It's called Jake's 58. It's like, there's like a casino in here.
Oh, wait, I think I've seen this on the news before. It gets like packed there. They've had like parking issues there. Supposedly it's like really popular over there.
Yeah, the parking lot was crazy.
It sounds lit.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's the one that I'm thinking of, it's like,
we're having a party.
Like a ton of people go there. It's like some random ass casino, like in the middle of Long Island, like middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's in this hotel called Jake's 58, which is completely random. I guess it used to be a Marriott or a Hilton or something like that. But it's right off the LIE, right off exit 58, obviously. So you could see it from the LIE, and I'm out here.
Well, whatever. Instead of watching the game, it was good for you to have some bonding with your colleagues, I'm sure.
Yeah, some little team camaraderie. So I didn't watch any of the game, if I'm being honest. And but I'm assuming they won. And, you know, you knew they were going to win. I mean, LeBron, I feel like, always loses game one.
Well, the thing
one.
Is, yeah. they came out, it was like, I think LeBron, I don't know how many points, scored in the first quarter, like, 15 maybe. They were up like 19-3, so I thought it was gonna be a blowout, but Indiana, they came back, man. They only lost by three. It was a game in the fourth quarter.
Indiana plays.
What were you saying?
No, I said in Indiana, they didn't give up. They kept playing. They played hard and they came back. They made it close at the end.
Yeah, they got a good team.
Oladipo!
Shouts to
Oladipo!
Shouts to Booger. Big up. I just don't, you know, they're good. They're just, you know, let's be realistic here. I mean, I think this is Cavs. What do you guys think?
Wait, you're talking about the Pacers or
no, I'm just talking about the series Cavs? In general. I think the Cavs, I mean, I think they're going back to the finals. I think LeBron should be MVP, but obviously that won't happen.
Yeah, I mean, like we've been saying, if I had a bet, it'd be Cleveland, but I don't know, man. Toronto, they look freaking really good. really good.
So you think it's Toronto coming out east?
No, I'm still going to say Cleveland, but you know, obviously I would not be shocked at all if it was Toronto. I want Toronto to win. I'm tired of seeing LeBron in the freaking finals all the time.
Right. Right.
Get some new blood.
Yeah. Juice, what do you think?
I think Cleveland's going to go. As good as Toronto looks, like, they always, when they have to play LeBron James, they fall short. You know, I don't know if it's a matchup thing or whatnot, but Toronto's great. But if I had to bet, I'm still going to take Cleveland.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you have to. You have to.
So, can we address the elephant in the room? Can we just talk about the Knicks coaching search?
Yeah, let's.
And I know Paul saw it because I saw his tweet. Paul, come on. Who are they interviewing on Friday?
Oh, you did see that? All right. So,
yeah, of course I saw it, man.
What happened? I missed it.
Out of all people, you know, the guys that they're doing, these are names that we all thought, like, whatever. They're looking at Kenny Smith to interview.
Kenny Smith.
Kenny the Jet.
Wait, Kenny the Jet Smith?
Kenny Smith. Yeah.
Wait, so that's official? That's official. This is breaking news.
It was on Real GM that, yeah, they're going to interview him.
Oh, so Real GM.
They reported it. ESPN.
Oh, ESPN did report it.
Legit, though.
Did Woj tweet it?
What?
Did Woj tweet it?
No, Woj did not tweet it, but Stephen A. Smith reported it out of ESPN that Friday the Knicks will be interviewing Kenny the Jet Smith. Now, let me tell you, he's never coached in the NBA before, ever.
he's never coached anywhere.
Anywhere, let alone the
anywhere.
Let alone the number one league in the world. But why not? New York, let's go! Queens?
Like I wrote on Twitter next, I was like, who's next? Like Vernon Maxwell? Like, really? Kenny Smith? Like, that's a joke. And Ewing can't get an interview? Really?
I know.
Really?
I think they're trying to break the record for most interviews ever.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. Yeah, you tell me. Okay, obviously they're not going to hire him, but really? You can't interview, like, all these years that they had openings and, you know, Ewing, he's been coaching assistant coaches all over for a long time now. He can never get an interview? That's bullshit.
I know.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, you know, you're not even going to sit down and interview with Jeff Van Gundy, but Kenny Smith gets an interview. He never coached in the NBA before in his life.
Kenny Smith.
Never even coached at Archbishop Molloy. Shouts to BD Love.
Big up. Yeah.
So
what
I thought about that is they interviewed Mark Jackson and Woodson. And we don't know. Nobody's saying anything of how it went. But all of a sudden now it comes out Friday that they're interviewing Kenny Smith. So does that mean that the Mark Jackson interview was like, whatever?
No, I think they're going to have, like, they're going to do their first round, and then they're going to cut it down to, like, three and have their second group of interviews. I think, I'm hoping they're getting all these people just to have, like, all these different ideas or whatever to find out, like, what the general thought is about the, you know, the Knicks and, like, how to improve it so they can, you know, have, like, a big plan going forward as, like, one guy. But I think they just want as many different voices to... Like, what do people think about the Knicks right now? Like, what would they do to help? That's the only reason I could think they have Kenny Smith coming in. There's no way he's going to be the coach. So, what the hell is the point then?
No.
But the thing is, that's fine. You can interview everybody and their mother. But by the time you do this, like, Fizdale interviewed Charlotte today. They love him. Orlando loves Jerry Stackhouse. Like, all these guys, they're just going to accept jobs. And then the Knicks are just going to be stuck choosing Mark Jackson because nobody's interviewing him.
Are the Knicks really the only team? Because I haven't seen anyone else interviewing Mark Jackson. Are they really the only team?
Yeah, they're the only one.
Oh God,
No one else is gonna interview him.
That's
guarantee
so,
it. No way.
That's so embarrassing. I mean, Paul, what you sent us from that was from Real GM, right? Shouts to Real GM. They're breaking everything. But I mean, that list is just alarming. You know. It's just a laundry list of, you know, stay away, basically.
And I'm sure a lot of it is, like, one guy's opinion, and he's kind of inflating what he's heard and making it a bigger deal. But I don't know, man. That was a long laundry list of issues with him. And we all heard about that before, too.
Right.
Remember? Like, even when he was the coach, we heard that, you know, he wasn't getting along with the front office. He kind of talked, like, down to a lot of players or whatever and kind of, like, threw them under the bus. So, when there's, like, that much smoke, there's definitely truth behind it.
The alarming thing to me is players like them. I think he's qualified. I think he's a good coach. He can do a good job. But the alarming thing to me is that they say 200 people in the organization didn't like him. They thought he was an asshole. Didn't treat people right. The thing that really bothers me is they knew that they had these young guns. They were going to be awesome. I don't know if they knew that they were going to be this dominant, but they tried to open up the wallet and hire the top assistants in the whole league and bring them in, and he didn't want it. He was arguing with them.
Right.
It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, because he thought, like, oh, these guys are here to take my job eventually. Why the hell do I want him here? So if he's that thin-skinned, I don't want you in New York. Even though it doesn't matter that he's a New Yorker, there's been plenty of people who've coached and played in New York who aren't built to play in New York. It's a different beast, even if you're from here.
Right.
It's even more pressure if you're from here.
I think
he's very, very, he seems very moody, you know, grumpy dude, thin-skinned. First sign of trouble, like, because obviously the Knicks aren't going to be good for who knows how long. It's not easy to deal with losing here, and he seems like a guy that's just like snap at the media, you know, not get along with players. It'll be a mess if he comes here.
Plus, he's one of these like crazy Christian guys who's like apparently praying in the streets to like random strangers. Did you ever hear that kind of story? He's like,
yeah,
real wacky shit.
Yeah, became,
I think a lot of that is exaggerated.
No,
but I want to believe it. You know, I want to believe that he's out in the street like crazy.
The big thing against him is he's got to come into these interviews and show them. He's got to own up to everything that all these bad things that people are saying. He's got to own up to it, say what happened, and say how he's learned from it. He can't be the same. If he's the same guy that he was in Golden State, then no. There's no way he's going to get the job. Another thing is the Knicks, I've been reading, want to be heavy into analytics. And he was very against analytics when he was in Golden State.
Right.
So he's going to have to sell them that he's willing to incorporate analytics into the, you know, their style. And he's got to involve Mills and Perry into everything because they want to be involved in the coaching.
Yep.
Which is all sounds good now. And I'm sure he'll give a fantastic interview where he embraces everything that these guys want. After he gets hired and he's there comfortable, all that shit gets thrown out the window. These guys really don't change. They don't change that much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very rare, too.
Do you think
they always revert back?
I think they are going to, though. I think they're trying to establish a culture that's not what it has been in the last 20 years. I think they're on the upswing.
I think the GM and maybe the president do, but will the coach? You know, they're going to tell these guys what they want to hear in the interview for the most part.
Well, I think whoever they hire has to be the coach for minimum 4 years. Because you can't change. And Perry's got to be there for – Perry's got to have a solid 5 years to build something. Because you can't just every 3 years switch the GM, switch the coach every 2 years, and keep doing this over and over.
Well, if that's the case, then I want a first-time coach like Stackhouse. If they're gonna give him a long rope,
that article I read on Stackhouse was eye opening to say the least. He seems like a great, great fit. Yeah,
pretty intrigued.
The thing with Jerry, that's all great for the solid basketball
Jerry
fans who love basketball, follow basketball, and understand. Then yeah, go sure for it. But for the casual fan, Mark Jackson has a longer leash than Stackhouse because he is the hometown kid, you know?
Yeah.
So
right.
If they suck, yeah,
Well, that's typical Knick ownership thinking, or, you know, Oh, well, he's the name. That's who the casual fan will get behind and know. So it's like he's already ahead of the race, ahead of everyone before it even began.
And
well, I'll say this. My choice is Fizdale. And the reason I want Fizdale is because he comes from the Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra tree. I think Spoelstra is the best coach in the NBA. And he's best friends with him. And they've been together for a number of years. He's won titles with them. They know how how Pat Riley runs, you know, how he ran the organization, how he coached, how he coaches defense. Look at Miami, like how they're playing right now. It's all grit.
Yeah.
And
yep.
I think my first choice is Fizdale.
Yeah, same. I'm right there.
He would be he'd be a good guy. I wouldn't mind him at all. At all.
But the same thing is, like, they're going to ask him about the Marc Gasol thing, and he's got to own up to whatever that'll happen between him and Mark.
That for data. Yeah.
And we get to look at his wife on the front row too.
Oh yeah, she's
everybody
not
in
bad
Miami,
looking.
Man, they got baddies, man. All these guys have hot,
of
hot
course,
women. If Porzingis goes, I think he's going to Miami, and I'm going with him.
I mean, if you were Porzingis, you gotta go. I would go too. I don't know how everybody doesn't play in Miami.
Guys, I have a take on Porzingis. He's not playing next year, like, at all. Like, not one game.
Yeah.
It totally depends how they start.
What I'm saying is, if by January they're garbage, what's the point in him coming back? Like, rushing coming back? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he won't.
Yeah.
He won't.
Well,
yeah.
What do you do? Because this guy is anxious, Porzingis, and anybody. Like, it's just human nature. You're just laid up for 9 months.
Right.
What if he wants to come back, and he's adamant on coming back? Like,
they have to accommodate him. Yeah, and they have to accommodate him,
That's only going to work. But I'm, in my head, he's out for the year.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, if you're...
Didn't he come out with some commercial today or something? I didn't watch it, though.
For what?
Yeah, well, he has a documentary about his rehab and stuff like that. It was a commercial that came out today. I think the first episode is tomorrow.
Can he like get through a whole season Yeah. Go ahead, Paul. I know what you're about to say.
Like, really? We need a documentary, man.
I know.
Like,
that's
but you know what?
Ridiculous.
That's just what everybody does. Listen, you're a Jets fan. Look at Baker Mayfield. He has a series right now, and it's like. The draft is 8 days.
Yeah, but
away,
I think
everybody does.
Like,
yeah,
that's like part of like ESPN's thing. This is Porzingis and his like.
Yeah, his people.
Baker Mayfield got on his
brother.
Own. He's getting criticized.
Is he? I mean, well, I saw him sit down with Russell Wilson. I saw that. Is that part of it?
The draft process. That's like different to me than like recovering from an ACL.
I know.
I don't know.
I know.
They all do it, though, man. I'm telling you. They do it because
I know, like,
people watch
Kobe did it. Kobe did it, right? He had that thing on Showtime. It's like his, rehab thing, I think.
But that's Kobe.
It was terrible. It was boring.
But that's
like,
Kobe.
I have, like, freaking Kobe. Yeah. He's proven it. It was at the end of his career. Like,
yep.
I don't know. It's just kind of really, like.
It's all reality TV, man. What are they really going to show? They're going to show him rehabbing, and then when he's at the house, he's playing video games. Like, and people will watch it.
I mean,
I will watch it.
I really don't. I don't want to hear from him or whatever until he's back on the court. Until then, whatever. Get healthy, bro.
Yeah.
Gain some weight.
He's trying. I think he is.
Take some roids. If you're going to be out for the whole year, juice up.
Something's got to.
Seriously, like, illegal. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Even if they catch him, they ban him for 80 games. Oh, tough shit. I'm out for the year anyway.
Yep.
It's a win-win.
Yep.
Roid him to freak up.
I'm with it. I'm with it.
Yeah.
So, moving on from the New York Knickerbockers. All right, so we all want Fizz or maybe Stackhouse or maybe Becky Hammon.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
Simmons just trolling everybody.
No, but he makes a good point. Like, why not? If they're going to suck anyway, like, make a splash. Just
I'm sure she would do a great, she could do a great job. She knows her stuff. She's coming from a great culture. I just don't, you think that would fly in New York with like her?
Nah, I thought about
fans?
That.
No.
That was
Simmons' point because nobody can, in New York, you can't say anything. They would be
you
making
can't do that.
So it's such big news to hire the first women's coach that
you do
that,
that
would take over the headlines.
Yep. Oh, it'd be
You do that if you're the Orlando Magic, who needs some like hype around their team. Who, you know, that's who does it. Not the Knicks. I don't think they could really do that.
They won't do it. As a matter of fact, they're probably not even. They won't do it.
They definitely wouldn't do it.
So that leads us into the Spurs. First off, Greg Popovich has been, I mean, all over the news lately, just because of the whole Kawhi situation and him, you know, feeding with the media like he always does. I had no idea his wife was sick and just passed away. That was kind of crazy. It came as a shock to me.
Apparently she was like sick for a while, but they never really, you know, disclosed it to the public. But I was like, what? Like,
yeah.
I never heard of her name, like anything ever. Then all of a sudden, boom, shows that she passed away. I'm like,
I tried to Google her. Like, I'd never seen her before, you know?
Same, yeah.
Like, you think how many championships they won, you'd think you'd see her on the court. I don't know what she looks like. I tried to Google her. There's one picture of them, and it's a very old picture. So I guess they're pretty private.
How'd she pass away? Yeah. She was just like,
nah, some illness. Really didn't have any detail. I doubt we'll get any details.
Okay.
Yeah, she was 6'7". But it's crazy. They showed Kevin Durant when they told him, and LeBron James, like, their reactions. And I guess they have a tight community. I think it's from Team USA. And
yeah.
He's just the best. Oh, yeah. They all admire him. They were all shaken up. Real shaken up.
Yeah, they all love Pop. And, he's been extra lately, man. I mean, because something's going on with that whole Kawhi situation. I mean, we gotta talk about this. What the fuck is going on?
Well,
like, we have no one has any idea.
So here's the thing, right? He tore his quad, whatever. He came back. I guess he shouldn't have been back, even though the San Antonio doctors cleared him. And then what, he went to like to get a second opinion. They're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. They definitely shouldn't have cleared you. So what, he just doesn't trust them now? Like,
right.
He's not going to trust them forever?
I think he got into it with Pop and their doctors,
Parker,
and their management. Yeah, I think. But he is straight up, he hasn't talked to them in weeks. He's rehabbing in New York. I think he's done with them.
Yeah.
Well, guys, here
the thing is, I think Parker had the same injury, too. The quad. It was the same thing, and he came back a lot quicker. That's why Parker was like, oh, you know, he was like, how come you're not back yet? So, whatever.
I think, we know how Pop is, you know, he's very political, and he's definitely left-leaning and very critical of President Trump. I think Kawhi is like a hardcore Trumpster right-winger and is feuding with Pop about, you know, just politics. And
this is a pretty freaking big hot take right now.
Are you wearing a tinfoil hat right now? What is going on? Oh, my God.
I'm just messing.
Wow, that is a...
But it can't be ruled out. It can't be ruled out.
That is a
imagine, though. That is the hottest of hot takes.
Alex Jones is preaching it. Oh. You know it's all over InfoWars.
Wow.
No.
He's straight up, even though he's quiet, I think he's like a little insecure. I think he sees all these guys. Like, think of how big James Harden's brand is and Russell Westbrook and all these guys. And he thinks he's better, but he's not getting the money that these guys are getting. He's not getting the endorsements. Everybody sees him as just this quiet guy. Even me, I'm never high on him. I don't know. Maybe it's because a part of it is that he plays for San Antonio and he's just like...
Yeah, you were mentioning that yesterday. Dude, that's crazy.
I never even thought about him.
He's so good.
I mean, I
love him.
Yeah, I love him too. He's the total package. And
I just don't go into games thinking that guy's going to kill me. But I'm afraid of James Harden dropping 50 on me. Or
right.
Steph Curry scoring 21 and a quarter. Like, Kawhi Leonard doesn't scare me.
It's weird because Kawhi...
He's not flashy.
He's quiet. But he is kind of flashy. He's one of the last few, like, remaining people in the world with cornrows. I mean, who else has cornrows right now?
Yeah.
Oh, Trey Burke. Yeah. Trey Burke. I'm sorry. Trey Burke has cornrows.
Trey Burke, the young, the mini Big Meech.
The mini Iverson.
Mini Iverson.
He looks just like Big Meech. You know Big Meech, right?
Larry Hoover. Yeah. Atlanta gangster or Detroit gangster? Detroit gangster, right?
The head of the BMF guy.
Right. Detroit gangster, right?
Big Meech.
Yeah. Big Meech.
Where do you think Kawhi Leonard goes next year?
Oof.
They're not gonna trade him. They'll call him bluff.
All right, so let's do this.
Really?
If they
you're gonna turn down that much money? Really?
If they decide to trade him, let's play that game. If they decide to trade him, what are the top three destinations for Kawhi? I'm gonna say
I think he's gonna go to Lakers.
Yeah, I think it's Lakers Clippers because he's a Southern California kid. I think he's from the Inland Empire, so he's from a SoCal.
Miami.
You think Miami? I've been hearing whispers about that too. I think Wendy was
talking
about that. Philly. Yeah, you've been hearing Philly.
He fits Miami more than anyone.
Yeah, like, you know, just put your head down and fucking work. You know, he's in great shape. Obviously, well, I don't know about great shape, but I don't know how bad this injury is. Yeah, I don't know, man. Who has the? I mean, the Lakers and Philly probably have the most assets, right, to get him.
I think the
Lakers
give up Ingram.
Yeah, they'd have to give up Ingram, which is fine. If you're getting Kawhi and possibly another big guy, big free agent, you know. Like Paul George or... Now, is Paul George leaving? Playoff P? First off, that's the corniest name ever. Playoff P. Have you guys heard this? Paul George's self-proclaimed nickname?
Is that like self-proclaimed?
He made that name? If you give yourself a nickname, it better be good. You can't be calling yourself Playoff P.
Playoff P.
That's terrible.
I think that's the name. I heard it earlier, and I think he was talking about, like, once playoff starts, everyone calls me Playoff P. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Put him in the bitch.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
Mellow Westbrook will definitely laugh. They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, cornball.
They're like, yeah, okay, bro.
Yeah, Playoff P.
Speaking of that, I'm watching that game. I got that game on right now. It's pretty good.
Are they still losing? Because I don't know if I get NBA TV in the hotel room.
Utah's up by 4 with 2 minutes left.
Fuck, I want to watch that. Yeah, I got Houston Mitchell. Mini on.
Mitchell, the one that got away, is killing it.
So Mitchell who's winning Rookie of the Year? Is it him or Simmons? You got to give it to Simmons. No, I mean rookies.
It's gonna be Simmons. Like,
can you do co rookies?
Yeah.
I think it should be Simmons, but. No, it should be co-rookie of the year, but I think Simmons is going to win.
Right. I couldn't agree more. Absolutely. Yeah.
He's a better player.
He is. He's once he develops a jumper.
Mitchell's had a great year, but...
Yeah. Yeah, Mitchell, yeah. Mitchell might be the next D-Wade. He's so good, but Ben Simmons might be the next Magic Johnson. He just needs to develop
if
a shot.
If he gets a jumper, if he gets a jumper, man...
Oof.
Not even a three. He just gets like a 15, 18 footer. Like, forget about it. It's done.
Yeah,
he'll be unguardable.
Yeah,
unguardable.
All right. What else in the playoffs intrigues us right now? Let me just go around. I'll start reading off this. All right. So Rockets, T-Wolves. Anything there, or is that like a sweep?
No, I mean that was a tight first game. Came down to the last minute.
Yeah, it's pretty tight right now.
But, you know, I think the Wolves will probably win one, maybe two games. But, they'll play them tough.
Okay.
I think maybe one. I think the Rockets in four.
Okay, yeah,
not a cakewalk, though.
I say Rockets in five. Okay, OKC, Utah. I think that goes seven. I think it's going to be OKC.
Yeah, probably Thunder in seven.
Juice?
I'm going to say... Thunder and six.
Okay. Blazers, Pelicans. Yeah, sure. We got to talk about the Pelicans. Holy shit. They look like a completely different team.
Yeah. Mirotić, Holiday, they're balling out. Playoff Rondo. Not to be confused with Playoff P. Playoff Ball. he's been amazing.
Drew Holiday.
Yeah.
Drew Holiday, man.
He's proven his contract. You follow that Twitter thing, the freezing cold takes or whatever?
No.
Yeah.
You follow that, right, Josh? You know what I mean?
They had the Drew Holiday one.
Oh, my God. This is the worst contract ever. What? No, the old ones about Drew Holiday. I don't think the worst contract. He's terrible. And, yeah, he's been amazing, man. He's definitely earning his keep.
Yeah, I hope he keeps it up. I like Drew Holiday, and
I just wish they had a healthy Boogie Cousins, because I would love to see this team play the Warriors.
Boogie.
I wonder if, like, because I think with when he got hurt, they moved Davis to the five full time, and that's completely opened up everything. Like,
well,
it's different with Boogie. They're a totally different team.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can make it work next year with him back. But right now, the way the roster is balanced, it's like they have a really good game plan.
Yeah,
Mirotić has been awesome.
Do you make it work with him, or do you like look to trade him for assets? I mean, if you're better off without him, fuck it. Like, you can get a lot for Boogie.
That's the thing. Yeah, you can get obviously a really good wing.
Get Ingram. Go get Ingram from the Lakers. Go get Ingram from the Lakers, right? Does it, you know, Boogie to the Lakers?
You definitely get more than him, too. You definitely get more than him.
Yeah. I mean, you can get a haul. Pelicans are in good shape.
Hold on, though. Isn't he a free agent, though?
Yeah, I think he's up for a contract.
Oh, is he?
Not this summer, but next
summer. Yeah.
But next summer.
So whoever has him has to pay him.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's coming off a major.
Oh, my God, Mitchell.
What's Mitchell doing? What is it? I can't watch. I don't have it on.
Up by four. 20 seconds left. They're going to win.
They're going to win? Okay.
Yeah, Jazz got this.
Okay, let's move on to... All right, Golden State's going to sweep. And San Antonio's kind of fucked with the Kawhi situation. Toronto, Washington. Toronto's winning that, right? There's no need to talk about this.
Yeah, probably. I think they'll split one in Washington, and then they'll close it out in Toronto when they come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
First of all, what's going to happen? What are they going to do with John Wall? Like, he might get traded. Yeah.
That has Knicks written all over it. Doesn't it have Knicks written all over it? Like them trying to trade for John Wall. Don't you just
who would you trade though?
I just have a bad feeling. I don't know why. I just have an inclination that they would do that.
I wouldn't want him.
No, I don't want him. I wouldn't. He can't shoot. It's not going to change at this point in his career, and he's always injured. So
yeah,
what are we getting here? You know,
injured. He seems like he's always whining. He doesn't get along with his teammates.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I'm not really a big fan of him.
Yeah. All right, Bucks Celtics, which it's funny because what was it like the first game, I think we were texting and you guys were saying, oh, Bucks definitely winning this. They got the most, you know, better
players. They do. They should. They have right now with Irving out, Hayward out.
But Brad Stevens.
The other big man that German guy, center from Boston's out. He's a big part of their team.
But it doesn't matter. Brad Stevens, man.
Marcus Smart is hurt. Like,
I know.
Bucks have a lot more. They have Bledsoe, Parker, Freak. Middleton is really good.
Haralabob thinks that only Giannis and Middleton are good on that team. He tweeted that last night. He's like, they only have two good players.
First of all, I've never been a huge fan of Bledsoe, but you know, he's good.
He's good.
He's getting owned right now by Terry Rozier.
Yeah. Who the fuck is Terry Rozier? Like, get out of here. Charles was like, you're terrible.
Who says that? Imagine if he did that like in New York, he would be crucified.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got embarrassed for the freaking that three pointer. Game two, you got embarrassed. Really? Like, what a dumb comment.
Yeah, you got some nerve. But back to, you know, I mean, Brad Stevens is, you know, one of the top coaches in the league, if not the top coach. I can't even name the interim coach for the Bucks. So it's clearly a coaching. Like, the Celtics are just a way better coach team. I mean, it's not even close.
Yeah, I don't know why. Who is this guy, Punty? They couldn't get a better interim coach?
He was just an assistant. And then I think it's kind of intriguing what they're doing with Giannis. They're, like, playing him at the five. But why are you trying this, like, now? Did they do that in the regular season? Like, why are you testing this in the playoffs?
They have a weird lineup, man. They were always switching. Sometimes they had, like, Thon Maker at the five. Then they had Henson. They had Monroe earlier in the year.
Right.
Like, I don't know. They have a weird... Their team's set up, like, weird. They have no... If you notice, all their guys, they're all, like string beans. They're all, like, lanky. Yeah. All their big men.
Yeah. They're, like,
you know what I mean? They get bullied down low.
They're just, like, a team of, like, stretch threes. Not stretch threes. It's not a thing. Like, stretch fours and threes and just, like, wing players almost, right? Like, yeah. They're all, like, long.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like you said. So I say Celtics and
Tony Snell.
Yeah, Tony Snell. I say Celtics in five or six.
Yeah, no,
yeah, I'm gonna say six.
Yeah, I thought Bucks would get one in Boston. They should have got one, but now it's gonna be really tough. Really tough.
Cavs, Pacers. We all agree Cavs. I say Cavs. And does it go seven?
Probably. I think it goes. I think it'll go seven.
Cavs and six.
I think Cavs and six or seven.
They have just as they're playing with them, man. They can play with them.
Yeah, they beat them. Pacers beat them three out of four times this year.
And Indiana, that's a tough place to play.
Yeah.
So.
And last but not least, I think probably my favorite series of the first round, Philly and Miami, which has been very entertaining. And if Embiid comes back, oh my God, that will be. Oh,
I'm rolling with Miami.
Yeah,
I'm rolling with the better coach and the vets. Yeah,
I really don't.
I hope so, man.
I don't
can't
know.
Believe I'm saying that.
So
I'm going Miami.
So wait, Juice, you think Miami's gonna win? I know your heart's telling you Miami.
I can't believe I'm saying it, but I'm rooting for Miami. I want them to win, but I think Philadelphia in seven.
Well, does Embiid come back? He had that.
He's doubtful. He's doubtful for game.
I don't think so. Not this round.
I mean, you saw that obviously the Instagram post where he's fucking tired of being babied and the whole
What's
thing.
What's his deal?
Well, he's got a concussion, so maybe he's all fucked up. But they said a concussion and an eye thing.
He had surgery in his face. Not clear for contact.
His face is like. I think his face is like fractured or some shit.
Yep. Something crazy.
Yeah, if
like
he gets
that.
Hit in the face, it's pretty serious.
Yeah.
He looks like the Phantom of the Opera with that mask on.
Yeah, he does. So without Embiid, I mean without Embiid they won 15 straight. I think he was in some of those games, but so obviously they're a great team without him, but so you guys both think Paul, you're saying Miami in seven, Juice, you're saying Sixers in seven.
Miami in six.
They're
going to close it out at home. They're going to win. They're going to win it both games. They're going to win both Miami games and then lose to Philly, then win it back home.
I think
Spoelstra figured them out. I think he figured them out.
I think Miami in seven, and I think Embiid doesn't play, and he flips out and demands a trade to the New York Knicks
for Lance Thomas. Tony. I'm down.
Don't do drugs.
Trade rumors to the New York Knicks all over the NBA. Always, at all times. Oh, man.
For sure.
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 You guys want to pivot real quick to NFL?
I knew it. NFL.
Yeah.
Wait, when is the draft? Next weekend, right?
Thursday.
Should we just save, just do like a pod next week, just NFL draft? Like Monday or Tuesday or something like that? Or Wednesday, whatever.
Up to you.
Should we just save everything or should we, I mean, I know it's tempting. But
we can save it.
Okay. Hold on. I got one thing. Dave Gettleman, ready? Dave Gettleman looks like your Uncle Louie, who has another once in a lifetime business opportunity for you, but this time it's totally legit. I fucked it up.
I know.
We're gonna do a pod before. We're gonna say whatever it is gonna be, and we're gonna do a pod after. And I'm gonna freak the fuck out.
Yeah, we have to do it before and after. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, you can't. Yeah, we'll talk about it then. But the Giants can't fuck this up. They'll be fine. They really can't.
Wait. We're not having a draft party. There's no draft party going on or anything.
Not for NFL. We usually do a big one for NBA.
No, I know. I got like last. That's the last time I drank tequila, and it was brutal.
Woo!
But we're not doing anything for NFL first round at least.
Dude, I'm gonna be in class.
Oh fuck!
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. Thursday.
Yeah. Wow. Oh no, it's right. It's awful.
Wow.
What do you mean? You won't even be able to watch it live.
Wait, that's like your favorite. That's your second favorite sporting event. You really have to go to class. You can't like call in sick or something.
Yeah.
Why? Priorities.
I have to see if I have anything to do, but I don't know. I gotta see.
Oh man,
Can you watch it on like? Can you watch it? Do you have like a laptop that you watch it on, or?
I could put like no. I could just like be on Twitter during class.
Yeah.
But. I don't know. We gotta watch it, man.
It's not the same.
Yeah, you're gonna want to watch that.
So the hype will be over quick.
What if they just if what? What were you saying?
Like the Giants have pick two and the Jets have pick three. So after like that 20-minute span, the draft is over.
Yeah, it's kind of a good point.
I'll keep watching,
but yeah, I know what you're saying. Like a lot of the crazy stuff might be over.
Unless
but...
there's a trade or something.
Well, I hear.
I just want to see who Buffalo and Miami get, you know.
And Pittsburgh, I'm hearing Lamar to Pittsburgh. All right, let's save this. We'll go.
Sure.
We'll deep dive into all of it next week. I'm sure there's gonna be like 20 more rumors at least before then. So.
Deuce, tell us about all your taco excursions.
Oh yeah, real quick. Yeah, we got to finish with the food. Every type of taco you had, yeah.
So I think I had around 18 tacos in San Diego. Different types.
Different kinds?
I had
different wow.
Yeah, all different kinds. I had a lobster taco. I had a really spicy shrimp taco. There's a seared tuna taco that was awesome. That was one of my favorites. We had a pork taco. There was like chicken verde, chicken chipotle, filet mignon.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good.
Holy shit.
But I will say, it's still much different than Taco Bell, these gorditas.
So that's still your all-time favorite?
Not all-time favorite, but it's very different. Also good.
Yeah,
Taco Bell, I'm not going to lie. I mean... It really does have that tussin, you know what I mean? That has that tussin, just has that taste. That I don't know.
Tussin.
That tussin. Sure. Yeah, that tussin. Yeah. You like that?
Yeah.
But the tacos in San Diego are good, but I think after like 15, I was like good to go. I'm like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah, is that like all you
ate like every meal. You weren't there like 5 days.
I had really good, really, really good breakfast. The problem with San Diego is it's not like New York. Like, the breakfast spots here open up at 5 a.m. Their breakfast spots open at, like, 10 a.m. It's, like, real laid back. Like, 8 o'clock,
wait.
I'm waiting around, walking around, waiting for food.
How was the zoo?
The zoo was awesome. The zoo was sick.
Yeah, I've been there.
I recommend it.
I've been there. I was there when, like, I was in elementary school, though. I don't remember any of it.
They lost their
football
team. I want
to go back.
They lost the Chargers, but nobody cares.
Yeah, that's
because they live in San Diego. They're good.
Yeah, well,
the Padres are awful. I went to a Padres game; they're awful, and nobody cares about the Padres either. Everything is just real laid back.
They call that baseball Siberia.
How was the stadium?
Yeah.
Nice or not?
The stadium was weird. Actually, the stadium is nice, but when you go to Yankee Stadium or you go to Citi Field, everything that you want to do, there's like a million things you can do, and everything's inside the stadium.
Yeah.
At the Petco Park, everything is on the outside of the stadium. So you only go into the stadium to watch the game. But if you want to hit up bars, if you want to sit on their grass with a blanket and like watch, you know, people watch or do whatever, everything is on the outside. Their whole like, their whole park and their monument, like not their monument park, but their huge statue of Gwynn and everything, all outside the stadium. So it's really weird. And the food wasn't like, that great.
Nah, that's like Fenway too, indoor. Well, that's an old park, though, which makes sense. That's kind of weird that San Diego would be like that, because that's such a newer park. You'd think they have more stuff inside, too.
Well, maybe they would be outside. I don't know.
It's beautiful out. I mean,
yeah,
I see what you're saying. So it's like a promenade, like an out open air, like promenade where all the food is. Yeah, I mean, City Field
you
has
can
that.
Go
even
inside. The area is like they have a lot of good restaurants, a lot of good bars. The other thing, too, is it's like I was not used to that because I'm so used to Citi Field and Yankee Stadium, where it's like, you know, Yankee Stadium's off the highway and Citi Field's like in like, it's like a bunch, it's like a junkyard all around and you're just in the middle.
Yeah, the chop shop.
Not a, chop yard, not like a good area. Where Petco Park is, it's like also, it's just surrounded by condos and apartments. It's really kind of weird.
Yeah, right.
Different.
Some people can go out on their patio and listen to the game or see, you know, the stadium.
Yeah.
Weird. What about Billions? Josh, are you gonna show it to Connerty and flash him when you see him?
I know, it keeps happening to him. People like to get naked for Brian Connerty.
Yeah, man, if I see him, pants are coming down.
Oh, man.
It's getting good, though. I think, what are we, four episodes in?
Four in, yeah.
Yeah. How many are for the year? Good. For the season? 8 or 10? I hope it's 10.
No,
ten.
It's like 12 or 13, ten? No? Wasn't it 12?
12.
Yeah, I think it was 12 the last two seasons.
All right.
That's good.
Oh, I dig it.
You know who's still coming in the show, right? Like, what actor is making
buddy.
An appearance?
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me a hint. Don't say it. Who?
Give you a hint. Oreos?
Pay this man his money.
Wait, what?
Wait, Josh, say it again.
Pay this man his money.
Malkovich?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah! All right.
I think he plays a Russian billionaire.
He plays like a Russian billionaire, yeah. Oh. So he's going to do that Rounders accent.
Wow. So. How original.
I know, I'm like hating a little bit too, but whatever. Not on John Malkovich, just, you know, just some hope, of the things
hope,
with the show.
I think.
First of all, why did they move from Orangeburg? What happened?
I don't know. They're in this. Yeah, they left the suburbs.
I guarantee the people kind of complained, or they're like, do we have to keep traveling back and forth from there to the, let's just make our office like in Manhattan. I bet that was a part of it, I would think.
I could see that. All the actors live in the city and didn't feel like trekking to the
Rams.
Yeah, it's possible. It's
important. Yeah. Had to be a little bit annoying. You saw a lot of scenes were shot there. Like,
oh yeah,
it was back and forth, city and that. So
yeah,
now it's like all kind of together.
Yeah. I thought the show was gonna last two seasons, but when Kopelman was on the Simmons show, he says they could do about 7 seasons.
That's OD. I hope they don't do that many.
That's so five. OD.
It should be like 5 max. Right?
I hope it just ends with Axe finally buying the Knicks and then Chuck arrests him. Him and Dolan conspire to do something terrible and they're all going to jail.
Freaking Dolan. When are we going to a show? We have to go to a show.
Jimmy D in the Straight Shot? I'm down, man. I'm a Dolan supporter. I'm supporting him. I root for him.
No.
I will Dolan's go, great. But... I promise you, I won't heckle till like the final, you know, we'll get our money's worth, we'll see the whole show, to the very end.
No, I don't trust you.
That would be funny at the very end. We stand up. You mother. You cocksucker mother.
Yeah.
You would do that right away.
Why not? Like, what are they going to do to us at that point? Kick us out, you know?
I'm sure Paul would make it one song. Yeah, I definitely just look at him. I can freaking
feel
his stench from.
It's one of it's one of life's greatest mysteries. Who the fuck goes to those concerts? Like, who's going to those?
He pays people. That's what he's paying people to go.
I think he has friends. He's a good guy. People like his music, probably. I'm gonna go.
Okay.
Where does he perform? Like at like jazz clubs, like
all around New York City.
Yeah, where does Jimmy Fallon show?
Bubblegum Shrimp Factory.
Jimmy Fallon. He was on Jimmy Fallon.
Was he?
Yeah, that hack.
I wonder why. I wonder how we got that.
Oh yeah, sitting courtside.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I think you're being really harsh on Jimmy D.
Jimmy D. No. I wonder what do you think he even gives a shit who's getting hired for the coach right now?
As long as it's a big name.
I think he's
chilling with Isaiah right now and they're just laughing.
Yep. Yep.
Whatever, Juice. Defend your boy. He's a loser. He's a Jerry.
Yeah. All right, guys.
All right, one.
All right, later, guys.